Flying the Flag by Alex Shearer, starring Dinsdale Landon as Her Majesty's Ambassador, Mr. Mackenzie, with Peter Aker, Moya Leslie, and Christopher Benjamin as Colonel Surikov. No Sudden Moves.
Me, sir? But why me?
Why not, William? After all, who else is there?
Well, what about Helen, sir? I'm sure she'd be glad of a job to take her out of the office for a while.
Well, I'm sure she would, but we need her shorthand and typing abilities here. Most of what enters this embassy via the letterbox may well exit via the dustbin, but it all has to be dealt with.
I'm sure she'd be good with children, sir.
Are you? Why?
Well, she's a woman, sir.
It doesn't necessarily follow, William. The fact that women bear children is no guarantee that they have any better idea of what to do with them when they get here than the rest of us. Just because you own an incubator, it doesn't make you an expert on chickens. Besides, this, what's his name again?
Keith Branley, sir.
Ah, yes, this Keith child. What a dreadful name that is, William.
Oh, my brother's called Keith, actually, sir.
Is he? Anyway, this Branley is hardly an infant. I mean, he falls more into the category of a spotty boy. How old is he? Oh, yes, 13.
Well, almost 14, it says, sir. That's an adolescent these days.
Is it really? When I was a boy, William, we didn't have puberty until we were 26, and we were none the worse for it. And spoilt brats, especially such precocious ones, need firm guidance.
Yes, sir.
Yes, discipline and control are what he's going to need, William. The iron clip around the ear and the velvet glove. It'll be good experience and preparation for you.
Preparation for what, sir?
The miseries of parenthood and family life. You haven't yet had the pleasure, have you, William?
Well, I've had the pleasure, sir, but I haven't actually...
Well, I've been a father, that is, if pleasure is the correct word.
Well, no, sir. Well, not yet. There was a girl at college, actually, I was quite involved with, and anyway, we got very worried this particular week when she didn't...
Thank you, William. If you could spare me the sordid details of love's young nightmare.
I quite like children, really, sir, on the whole.
I don't care for them myself. In my opinion, they are overrated, particularly the precocious ones. I mean, it's hard enough coping with adult life as it is, without having children going about being cleverer than you are. And I speak not from ill-founded bigotry or prejudice, William, but as a fond parent and a family man.
Yes, sir.
And as such, it is my contention that all children should be sent away to boarding school at the age of 6 weeks.
So, what exactly am I to do with Keith Branley, sir?
Oh, just keep him out of trouble and in lemonade and crisps and see he gets to the tournament in time. It may seem a menial errand, but this is a particularly prestigious occasion. Shalayev hasn't played a chess tournament in 5 years, and if a precocious 13-year-old from Watford can get through the opening rounds to do battle across the board, it'll be quite an achievement. Not that there's much real chance of him winning.
Oh, you don't think he could beat Shalayev, sir?
Well, you know what these infant prodigies are like, William. Highly strung, no good under pressure, liable to burn out. I mean, chess is like politics. There's more to it than skill.
Yeah, but most chess players do peak in their late 40s, don't they, sir? Beyond 50, they're over the hill.
Oh, are they, William? I always thought life began at 40. Perhaps I was misinformed.
Oh, I only meant in chess, sir. Obviously, in other walks of life, music, medicine, diplomacy, you don't peak till much later. And I must admit, Shalayev's pretty wily. I have a book of his best games at home, sir, and Devious doesn't enter into it.
And you're a chess player, are you then, William?
Oh, I open the occasional gambit, sir.
I used to be quite an enthusiastic amateur myself. I didn't realise you played. Of course, that's the beauty of chess. I mean, it caters for all levels. I mean, as the Indian proverb says, chess is a game in which a gnat may drink and an elephant may bathe.
Oh, so it's less a question of sorting the men out from the boys then, sir, than of sorting the gnats out from the elephants.
Yeah. Well, my money is on the elephant in this instance, William. If you'd care for a small wager.
And a car for 3 o'clock, Helen, to take me to the airport.
Yes, William, I've already ordered it. Anything else you need? Red carpet, brass band, 21 gun salute, motorcycle escort, photographer with a monkey?
No, I don't think so, thanks. Do you know much about chess, Helen?
Well, the last I heard, it was a game for a mob of spectators giving free advice to two players on how to move their pieces. At least that's how they seem to play it in this country.
Yeah, they're chess happy over here, aren't they? Rook to king's pawn all day long. And old Shalayev, he's a national hero again.
Yes, must make a nice change after being a non-person for so long. Who did he upset exactly?
That he just started using his celebrity status as a political platform. He complained about oppression, discrimination, the lack of free speech. So they gave him 5 years in a labour camp for littering. Still, I mean, this should be a good tournament. I mean, especially if he gets to meet the boy wonder. East meets west, age, experience and cunning, up against youth, genius and acne.
But you don't seem to be looking forward much to your stint as minder, though, William.
Well, I think the diplomatic propensity towards understatement is starting to rub off on you, Helen. I mean, do you know about this Keith Brandley's behaviour?
What, on the board or off it?
Right across it. In the badly behaved prodigy stakes, he makes Wolfgang Amadeus look like little Lord Fauntleroy. He's appalling, with tantrums, crying, distracting opponents. John McEnroe in his prime was better behaved than this.
Sounds like a classic case. It's funny how you get these people who are exceptionally advanced in one respect and totally immature in all others.
Yes. What are you looking at me for? Well, I tell you, there certainly seem to be a lot more male prodigies than female.
There seem to be a lot more male morons, and most of them head for the civil service.
Well, you don't get many girls playing chess, do you?
You don't get many women diplomats, William, and probably for the same reason. No one lets them near the board.
Oh, well, better get going. Be nice to have the embassy car to myself. I can sit in Mac's seat and pretend I'm the ambassador.
Yes, make a nice change from running behind and pretending you're a motorbike.
Ah, William, are you on your way?
Yes, just going, sir.
I think I might come with you, actually. We can fly the flag.
What, just to meet a 13-year-old, sir?
Well, I understand there's a possibility that the press might be there. It'd be as well if I have a word with them. Come along.
Damn.
What time was the plane due, William?
At 10 o'clock this morning, sir. I thought if we allowed him 6 hours to get through customs and passport control...
6 hours for customs and passport control, William?
Oh, yes, sir. I arranged VIP priority treatment.
Well,
for
I hope I'm not being over-optimistic. And I detest hanging around airports at the best of times. Where was he flying from? Heathrow?
Yes, sir. I wonder which plane they'll have put his cases on.
Well, I think State Airlines policy, when you're flying from London, is to put your luggage on a plane to Berlin. Of course, in the old days, William, one trick they were very fond of was to leave your cases on the tarmac at Heathrow and not put them on at all.
Very droll, sir.
Yes, it often happened. You'd take off, look down, see a suitcase sitting on the runway. You always knew whose it was and the way they'd whimper and point helplessly out of the window.
That's distressing, sir.
Oh, no, it was quite amusing, actually, William. As long as it wasn't your own case, of course.
State Airlines claim that foreign travellers are treated as a privileged class, sir.
Yes, mind you, the aristocracy was a privileged class, William, and look what they did to them.
You do wonder what privileges they mean, though, sir. You're not exactly pampered up there.
Well, they mean foreign travellers get meals on the planes, William, and they don't have to use the outside lavatory.
What about their famous unblemished safety record, though?
Yes, well, what that means is when a plane crashes, William, they don't inform you unless you're actually on it.
Oh, here we are, sir. Almost there now. You can see the runway.
Oh, yes. That's quite a good crop of potatoes on it this year, too.
I don't know if they should have left that haystack there, though, sir.
That's not a haystack, William. That's the departure terminal. Oh, is this them coming through now, William?
No, I think that's a domestic flight, sir.
Oh, yes, yes. I didn't see that woman with the turkey.
Do you think she had to buy a ticket for it, sir?
No, I believe as long as the animal can sit on your knee, it goes free, the same as an infant.
God, there's a man with a cow over there, sir.
Oh, here they come, I think. Hold up the sign.
Oh, I think I can see him, sir. I'll just run over. Hello? Hello, Keith? Keith Brandley?
Yeah, who are you? You're supposed to be meeting me, are you?
Ah, yes, you are Keith Brandley.
Well, not Brer Rabbit, am I? I mean, seeing as I'm the only one on the flight who's not a geriatric, I couldn't really be no one but Keith Brandley, could I?
No, of course not. Well, how was your flight, Keith?
Horrible. Call that an aeroplane? It's more like a flying bog. Who are you, anyway?
I'm Frost, William Frost, First Secretary from the British Embassy.
Oh, I thought they was going to send someone important.
Yes, well, important or not, Keith, I've been asked to look after you while you're here and make you as comfortable as possible. So, let's try and get on together, shall we?
Oh, right, well, since you're looking after me, I suppose you'd better carry me bag, then.
Do what?
Here you are. It's this way, is it? What are we hanging about for? And who's that old bloke there keeps clearing his throat?
Oh, Keith, this is Mr. Mackenzie, the British ambassador. He's come all the way out to the airport...
to get his photo in the papers.
To meet you.
Ah, that's why they usually turn up.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
Cheesed off.
Where are the press, William?
They don't seem to be here, sir. Now, it's a great privilege for you, Keith, to have Mr. Mackenzie come here to meet you at the airport.
Is it? Why is that, then?
Well, just take my word for it, it is.
Oh, I'm gobsmacked, then. Hello, Mr. McIntosh.
Mackenzie.
How do you do, Kevin?
Keith.
We're all hoping you'll do very well in the chess tournament.
Oh, cheers, mate.
Yes, I was actually quite an enthusiastic chess player myself at one time.
How fascinating, Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, well, should we go to the car? William, it doesn't seem as though the press are going to appear. As usual, instead of being where the news is, they're sitting at home making it up. Well, come along. Oh, bring my briefcase, would you, William?
Yeah, bring me back, will you, Frosty? Oh, Mr. McIntosh, can we stop off somewhere and get something to eat? I couldn't eat that stuff on the aeroplane. It made me feel sick.
Oh, I don't see why not, Keith. Now, what would you like to have?
I want some chicken nuggets and a thick milkshake.
Keith wants a milkshake.
Oh, does he, sir?
Oh, I'll see what you can do.
And careful with my bag. I've got my ointment in there.
How come your luggage never got lost?
I don't like this country.
Really, Keith? Only been here 5 minutes. You've formed an opinion of the place already. My, you are quick.
It smells. It smells of whiffies.
I think you will find as you travel more widely, Keith, that all countries smell, Britain included.
Our house don't smell.
It's just that the odour abroad is different.
Oh, yeah? What's England smell of, then?
Spoiled, perhaps, Keith.
What'd he say?
Sorry, Keith.
Well, it can't be much good here if they ain't got no chicken nuggets.
Well, there is a little more to the civilization and cultural life of a country than chicken nuggets, Keith.
William. A word. I was just wondering, do you think it's safe to leave him in a hotel room on his own?
It's risky, sir. But where else could he go?
Are you talking about me?
I don't think that perhaps for the sake of national safety and public order.
It's rude to whisper.
You ought to stay at your flat. You can keep an eye on him.
My flat,
sir?
I'm not staying round his flat. He might be a puff.
I'm not a puff.
My mum said all diplomats are puffs.
Oh, she was probably thinking of MI5, Keith.
Can't be serious, sir.
The tournament shouldn't last more than a fortnight, William. You can leave your bed and sleep on the sofa.
Boy, how much further is it? My bum's gone to sleep.
About another half an hour, Keith.
Fair up with this, I am. What a dump. I'm not hanging about here. I'm going to win this tournament and go home.
Oh, you're going to win it just like that, are you, Keith?
I want a Coke now.
Keith, there is no Coke. If you wanted Coke, you should have brought some with you.
I can't play properly if I don't have no Coke. I shan't be able to concentrate unless I get a Coke and some burgers.
Well, then we might be able to get some for you later. Get some Coke from the Foreign Office store for him, William.
Yeah, but I want some now.
Well, you can't have any now, because right now there's none to have.
I want some chicken nuggets then and a thick milkshake.
Settle for a thick beer, would you, Keith?
What do you say?
Well, he might have the brain of Albert Einstein, but he's got the morals of Dennis the Menace.
It's the prerogative of genius, Willie, not to be judged by ordinary standards.
That's no excuse. God, you should see my flat. It's an absolute tip.
Oh, he's tidied it up for you, has he?
Oh, ha-ha. I didn't join the diplomatic service to be a baby minder. And how Mac expects me to keep Keith, the chess-playing headbanger, under round-the-clock surveillance and do my other work at the same time, I don't know.
What other work is that, Willie? You're always complaining about the jobs you have to do, but if it wasn't for the jobs you don't like doing, you wouldn't be doing anything.
I happen to have a very important report on the collective farming annual turnip figures to compile that London are absolutely desperate for, as a matter of fact.
Yes, Willie.
And the days aren't so bad when he's at the tournament. It's the evenings that are awful.
Well, it's only for a few weeks. Let's take him out to a restaurant or somewhere one night. I'll share the burden.
Would you? Oh, that would be a help. The next thing Mac'll expect me to wipe is...
Ah, William, there you are. Do you have a moment?
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir. Of course.
It all seems to be going very well so far, William.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm glad you think so.
On the field of play, please.
Yes, his first game with Shalayev's tomorrow afternoon, sir. He's been in serious training. 5 burgers and 8 Cokes a day.
Oh. If Keith starts winning, I'm sure the cream of Fleet Street will soon descend upon us, with the scum of Wapping not far behind. And what sort of shape is Shalayev in?
Well, they've given him a lick of paint, sir, but it hasn't really renewed him structurally. Actually, he doesn't look all that well. Well, I mean, he is one of the old school.
Yes, and we have Keith, one of the comprehensive school. Well, carry on, William. You're looking after him very well, and seem quite a calming influence, in fact. No serious tantrums?
No, I think he saves all his immaturities for when he comes back to my flat, sir.
Oh, I was going to mention, I don't want to put any pressure on the boy, but as you know, I used to play chess at quite a high level myself. I was, in fact, a diplomatic services and all-comers correspondence chess champion at one time.
Oh, well, there's a thing, sir.
Anyway, I don't want to put too much strain on the boy, but if you could arrange a friendly game, William, perhaps I could give him a few pointers on technique or something.
Oh, well, right. I'll arrange that then, sir.
Oh, and keep him out of trouble, William. See he comes to no harm.
Yes, sir. I'll do my best. not to strangle him.
I don't like it in here. It's gloomy.
Yes, Keith. Well, I think we can take the fact that you're not going to like it wherever you go for granted, really, can't we?
What?
Here you are, Keith. Would you like to see the menu?
Well, I can't read it, can I? It's all in foreign.
Yes, Keith. Well, Mr. Frost speaks fluent foreign, so he'll be able to translate for you.
I want chicken nuggets and a thick milkshake.
Well, you are not going to get chicken nuggets and a thick milkshake, Keith. You are in a foreign country, abroad, in a place where such things do not exist. So, why not give your prejudices a holiday and your stomach a treat and take a chance on something other than chicken nuggets and milkshakes? Who knows? You might even like it.
All right, I'll have something else then.
Why?
I'll have a hamburger and Coke.
You are not going to get a hamburger and a Coke.
If I don't get it, I'll go off my game and I'll lose the tournament and that'll be your fault, will it?
Don't you try and blackmail me.
Excuse me a second, you two. I'm going to the washroom.
She's not bad, is she?
Beg your pardon?
Ellen, not bad for her age, eh?
What? Now look, Keith, you prurient little...
Do you ever take her back to your flat?
No, I do not.
Why is that? Doesn't she fancy you then?
She has nothing to... Look, Keith, you are only 13.
Almost 14.
Now, what about this game with the ambassador?
Boring.
It would be quite an honour for you to say you'd played chess with Her Majesty's ambassador, Keith.
Old smoothie chops. Old Brill Cream buns. What will you give me?
Colonel Surikoff, sir.
Mr. Ambassador, I must protest.
Oh, not again, Colonel. Surely. I mean, you haven't even sat down.
I prefer to protest standing up. Thank you. I feel I have more impact.
Oh, very well, as you wish. Whiskey, Colonel.
Whiskey? Why are you offering me whiskey?
Well, you normally ask for one, Colonel, so I thought I could save you the trouble.
Oh, well, yes. I will sit down in that case. But I was still at the protest.
Oh, yes, I appreciate that, Colonel. But at least you'll be more comfortable while you're doing it. So, what is it this time?
This chess tournament, Mr. Ambassador.
Oh, the tournament, yes. But I heard that David was slaughtering Goliath. I didn't think it would be long before you'd be calling.
Yes, true, he is winning, yes. He is winning. But how is he winning, Mr. Ambassador?
Well, how is he winning, Colonel?
By fair means and foul. Mostly foul. Your Keith Branly, why? The standard of his behaviour is deplorable. This delinquency and lack of respect for elders is yet another roll of flab around the soft underbelly of the decadent West.
So what precisely is he doing that you disapprove of, Colonel? I mean, apart from not losing.
What is he doing? I will tell you what he is doing, Mr. Ambassador. He is blowing his nose.
Blowing his nose?
Yes. Whenever it is Shalayev's move and he is deep in concentration, thinking where to go next, your hooligan Branly is out with his handkerchief and blowing his nose like a trumpet every 2 minutes. Honk, honk. And he bangs down his pieces when he moves. Bang, bang. And he files his fingernails with loud emery boards. Scrape, scrape. And he has started to wear sunglasses. It is highly unnerving not to see your opponent's eyes. Shalaya feels that Branly's hiding behind his dark glasses and using mind rays to hypnotize him.
Well, if he thinks that, Colonel, he might be due for a week off. And Shalaya isn't exactly beyond the odd tactic himself.
Shalaya is a gentleman, Mr. Ambassador.
Well, maybe so, Colonel, but he's a gentleman who's rather fond of smoking his pipe, isn't it?
It helps his concentration.
Yes, but Branly is extremely sensitive to tobacco smoke. And when Shalayev puffs out, he doesn't actually have to exhale straight across the board, aggravating Branly's asthma and conjunctivitis.
That is by the by, Mr. Ambassador.
And he also seems to have quite a predilection for twanging his braces, doesn't he, Colonel?
Ha ha, how typical, Mr. Ambassador. In the West, you talk all day of liberty and freedom, but it is only lip service. For now it transpires that only here, in the fearless People's Republic, is a man truly free to twang his braces if he so chooses.
Especially when it spoils his opponent's concentration. No, I'm afraid I cannot take your protest seriously in the circumstances, Colonel.
The circumstances being what, precisely, Mr. Ambassador?
Have you heard the expression, Colonel, six of one, half a dozen of the other?
If you mean five big ones weigh the same as 10 small ones, then I think so, yes.
Well, I think it's stalemate in that case, Colonel.
Ah, well, as long as I have lodged my protest.
Well, he has the best room in the embassy, and as long as I've lodged mine...
We will give it first-class accommodation with bed and breakfast and evening meals. Well, there we are, Mr. Ambassador. This is what diplomacy is all about. Mm. Knowing when to give a concession, knowing when to take one, knowing when to put the top back on the whiskey bottle, knowing when to pour another one.
Another whiskey, Colonel.
Oh, what a shrewd move.
You're not actually starting to like him, Willie.
Well, no, I'm not going to go that far, but... Well, you have to admire him, really.
You were talking more along the lines of burying him 3 days ago.
Yeah, but when you see him, Helen, honestly, sitting in that hall, he's only 13 years old.
Almost 14, William.
Well, surrounded by the burly mob with their ears half chewed off. Just him on his own, weedy, spotty, objectionable and arrogant as he is, sitting, playing one of the greatest chess players the world has ever produced. He's away from home, he's in a foreign country.
Far from chicken nuggets, barely a hamburger in sight.
He's having a tough time, but he just doesn't let it unnerve him. He keeps cool, no more tantrums. He just sits and gets on with it. He's bloody good, too.
Well, he certainly gave the floor a wipe with old Mackintosh.
Who?
Him indoors.
Oh, yeah. Beat him in about 10 seconds, didn't he?
Yes. And I've had to put up with an ambassadorial miff all week.
Well... I suppose he puts all that objectionable stuff on for bravado, you know, testing out adults, seeing how much he can get away with.
Yes, murder in your case, Willie.
Yeah, underneath the facade, he's got real character. Well, he must have to keep his head when all around are thinking of punching it.
I'm sure it's all due to your good influence and marvellous example, William.
No. Do you think so?
Oh, I think you're a sort of father figure to him, Willie.
Oh, well, he did ask me for some pocket money.
What's the state of the tournament?
Oh, Shilaev's levelled up, 5 wins and a draw each, and the decider starts tomorrow. Did I tell you that Keith said he thought you weren't bad, Helen?
I always wanted to be the thinking schoolboy's fancy.
Well, I mean, for your age.
Have you got anything to do, William, or are you going to stand around wasting my time all day?
No, I only meant that...
Yes, sir?
William there, is he home?
Yes, but not for much longer, sir.
Send him in, would you?
And you want me to put it to him, sir?
Well, yes, William. You've spent more time with him than I have.
But effectively, you are asking him to throw the game. You realise that, sir, don't you?
William, I'm not asking him to do anything. I'm asking you to relay the suggestions and instructions that have been put to me.
Where do I say these instructions and suggestions emanate from, sir?
For men, William, in high places. Oh,
sir, it's just not right that he should be involved in this kind of thing. He's only 13 years old.
Almost 14, William. I have his file here.
Oh, well, is this who we're sticking in the diplomatic front line, sir? Is this the latest in bureaucratic cannon fodder? 13 going on 14-year-olds?
William, whatever you may think, I have no appetite for this distasteful business either. But we're in the diplomatic service, not the Boy Scouts. We have to deal with the world as it is, not sit around polishing our woggles.
Yes, but why is the world the way it is, sir? Because of people who keep saying that's the way it is and won't do anything to change it.
William, 2 British engineering firms are up for substantial contracts in this country. One, if its tender is not accepted, will have to lay off 1,200 men. Now, I'm not saying that Bradley gave ahead and winning the chess tournament will necessarily jeopardise that contract, William. I'm not saying that at all. However, I do not think that for him to win at this particular juncture will guarantee us getting it either.
Well, it's a fiddle, sir.
It's not a fiddle, William. It will be an imprudence, William, from the public relations point of view, for a certain grand master of great age and reputation to suffer a certain ignominious defeat at the hands of a certain spotty boy. That's what it is.
Yes, well, good public relations at all costs, obviously, sir. And if he asks about the morality of cheating and throwing the game... What do I say about that?
You only have to put it to him. What he does is entirely his decision.
Oh, hardly, sir. A 13-year-old boy in a foreign country, already under pressure, being lent on by his own government, by the very people who are supposed to be supporting him and looking after his interests. And what he does is his own decision. Yes, well...
William, he is 13. He will have other chances. Men of 50 about to be put out of work will not.
How do we know he'll have another chance, sir? I mean, this is his chance.
There will be others, probably. I mean, he's got youth on his side. Well, I know you'll be tactful.
Yes, sir. But I must say, this does make me proud to be British.
Yes,
sir.
All right, William, all right. Let's not get too patriotic.
I've checked your bags in, Keith. God knows if they'll arrive, but at least they're on a plane to somewhere. Oh, and I got you a seat in non-smoking by the window.
Oh, right, Tar. Thanks very much.
Well, I hope you don't get delayed, Keith.
Oh, I don't mind. I'll just sit and play a few games.
Oh, you've got travel chess, have you?
No, in me head.
Oh. Oh, Helen, the, do you know?
Oh, yes. Keith, for you.
For me? What's that then?
Oh, it's a little present from Helen and me.
Happy birthday.
Oh, how'd you find out it was my birthday?
Oh, I think you might have mentioned it, actually, Keith, about 12 or 15 times a day. Well, aren't you going to open it?
Oh, yeah, right. OK. Oh, what is it, a tea cosy?
No, it's a fur hat, and we thought you might want to keep your brains warm, seeing they're your biggest asset. Not to say your only one.
Here, Keith, you wear it like that.
Oh, thanks. How do I look?
Oh, very smart.
Did I get a kiss, then?
No, sorry, Keith.
Not from you. Oh, go on, Ellen.
Certainly not. You're only 14.
Almost 15.
Oh. There, then.
I meant on the lips.
You settle for what you've got. It's more than I've ever had.
Here, know the first thing I'm going to do when I get back?
Have some chicken nuggets and a milkshake?
Yeah, how do you know that? Here, did I show you? I got me mum one of them dolls that go inside each other. Do you think she'll like it?
Yes, I'm sure she will. Wait here, you two. I'll go and check that the flight's on time.
Ta. Well, Fosty, thanks for putting up with me and that.
Oh, that's all right, Keith. It might not have been a pleasure exactly, but it was certainly an experience. Keith, before you go...
Yeah, what?
You know what we talked about?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, that last game, it was close, wasn't it?
Yeah, nearly won, really, didn't I?
What I mean is, after our conversation, did you intend to lose?
Well, sometimes it takes more skill to lose convincingly than it does to win. Not I?
I think so. Anyway, thanks, Keith.
Oh, that's all right. If it saves a few jobs, it's the least I could do. Want a life and winning, isn't there? Besides, old Shabby Levy's just an old bloke now, isn't he? Had a hard time. Well, best for him to go out on a win, I reckon. Give him a bit of glory.
Don't you want a bit of glory, Keith?
Me? I'm not bothered. I'd rather have a hamburger.
The plane is on time, Willie.
Right.
Keith, I think you better go through. They should be boarding in about 10 minutes.
Right. See you all then. Invite me to the wedding, won't you? Or the christening, if that comes first. Cheerio.
Bye.
Keith, when you're older, you know, there could be a good career waiting for you in the diplomatic service.
Me? A diplomat? No thanks, Frosty. I'm going to have a proper job.
Wasn't so bad, really, was he?
What, as precocious yobbos go, you mean?
Oh, come on, Helen, be fair. I mean, he forfeited the last game so that people's jobs would be saved. He gave up a lot. As he said, it's not easy to look like you're trying to win when you really intend to lose.
No, Willie. Not as easy as pretending you've lost because you wanted to, rather than because you were beaten.
What do you mean?
I don't really think he intended to lose, Willie.
Well...
I mean, Keith. Care about the unemployed? All Keith cares about is Keith in that order.
Come on, Helen, that's... That's... Yeah, you're right, of course. And he made out to me he lost deliberately out of the kindness of his heart. Oh, a devious, deceitful, crafty little... Well, at least I was right about one thing.
What?
He's got all the makings of a good diplomat.
Come on, then, Frosty.
William.
Let's get back to work.
All right. Sex pot.
In No Sudden Moves, you heard Dinsdale Landon as Mr. Mackenzie, Peter Aker as William, Moya Leslie as Helen, Richard Pierce as Keith, and Christopher Benjamin as Colonel Surikoff. Flying the Flag is written by Alex Shearer and produced by Pete Atkin.